Blackstone Audio presents The Lair of Bones by David Farland. For Mary. Book 11. Day 4 in the month of leaves. A day of descent. Prologue. Struggles in the streets. Pride blinds men to the need for change. Therefore, for a man to walk the path to true wisdom, he must enter by the gate of humility. Proverb among the Ahkelah. When Rajatan's caravan approached the palace of the elephant at Maigasa, all the stars in heaven seemed to be falling, raining down in shades of red and gold. In the still night air, the scent of spices from nearby markets hung near the ground, whole black pepper from Dayaz, cinnamon bark from the isles off Aven, and fresh cardamom. It was a welcome relief from the scent of death that hung like a pall over Rajatan's troops. His men, princes and lords of Indopal dressed in their finest thick silken armor, wore rubies in their turbans and kept their heads high, swords held out in salute. Drummers and trumpeters acted as heralds. The army rode as victors from the south, through the blasted lands that had been decimated by reavers' spells. The reavers, who spoke in odors, left their curses clinging to the soldiers and their mounts.
Rot, O children of men, become as dry as dust, breathe no more.
Even now, the smells brought Rajatan a vision of the giant reavers charging over the landscape. With their four legs and two arms, they looked something like enormous mantises. In their four claws, some wielded staves carved of stone, or